At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
What time is it?
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go. One,
get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome in to this Wednesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. This podcast brought to you each and every day by our good friends at College Corner. Three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, and Flowood. The new one in Oxford, brand new, just opened up, 4,000 plus square feet. It's on Sisk Avenue. You can go check them out. Get ready. Definitely need to go by right now during the bye week if you want to scoop up some of the new Realtree gear before the new helmets are unveiled next weekend against Oklahoma. That game kicks at 11 a.m. You will need to go check out College Corner. If you can't get there in person, go check them out, collegecornerstore.com. Podcast is also brought to you by our good buddy Drew Moak. If you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums by 20 to 30%, look no further than Drew and USA Benefits Group. You can get your free quote today at usabg.com/DMOAK or call him 601-953-8449. It's Medicare enrollment season, so if you're looking for a Medicare supplement plan or just a regular health insurance plan, you can call Drew. You can also visit his website, quoteswithdrew.com. He's been busy. He's been working around the clock this season to make sure that his clients are in the best plans for them. A couple more bills here that we need to pay. If you need to scoop up some more gear at Homefield Apparel, do that at homefieldapparel.com. When you do, use promo code LASTDANCE24, you get 15% off. You can also scoop up some merch at Roback, roback.com. Snag some swag over there and be sure to use promo code JUICE for 20% off. All right, let's welcome in our guest here. Longtime friend of the program, many programs that I've been on, and former Ole Miss Rebel, Ben Still. Is here. Ben, good evening. Appreciate you coming on, man.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
So you and I kind of talk about it a lot. I look to you for guidance on this topic because, one, I never played, but also you played, and you played offensive line. Big topic of discussion the last couple weeks with Ole Miss. And we were talking before we started the show here. The Pro Football Focus grades are not that bad. I don't know if it's just a continuity thing or maybe just some schematic stuff in the middle of a game, but Ole Miss has struggled with protecting Jackson Dart. He gets hit a lot, six sacks a week ago against LSU. But it's weird because Jackson Dart still leads the country in passing yards, and then Trey Harris leads the country in receiving yards. It's a weird thing how Ole Miss continues to put up a lot of yards, but still struggling to protect the quarterback and get some consistent running play. Just from your vantage point as a former player, I'm sure it's hard to turn it off when you're watching a game and kind of thinking what you would do, but just kind of what are your first impressions? And I guess seven games in, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously those first four games, you know, padded a lot of those stats, I would think. it is kind of, you know, it's disheartening to see us put up a bunch of yards and not convert, you know, convert those to touchdowns and scores and stuff. And, you know, a big part of it is how many times Jackson Dart's getting sacked, pressured, you know, under pressure. You know, we're putting up a lot of yards, getting to the red zone and just not converting when we get in there. What was it against LSU? 5 or 6 trips to the red zone, and what are we coming away with? 13 points, something like that. So that's disheartening to see for sure. But I don't know. I hate seeing Dart get hit that many times, you know, 6 sacks on 42 attempts, passing attempts. I mean, those are just lost plays, and that's not even counting the amount of times he's getting pressured, like I said before. So they need to figure out a way to clean it up. I don't know if it's a personnel thing, a scheme thing, you know, but find ways to protect the quarterback, get help where they need it. So yeah, I mean, they got to figure something out.
I think it is definitely something that's affecting Dart. I know a lot of people have said, you know, he doesn't look the same. He looks kind of off the last couple weeks. I mean, I think a lot of that is due to, you know, not having enough time to throw, and people are kind of in his lap all, you know, pretty much immediately. You mentioned personnel. I mean, we kind of buried the lead here. Losing Jaden Williams is big. I mean, you're starting left tackle going down. People have to kind of shift around. I do think Kiffin kind of hinted at it on Monday at the press conference. They're probably going to shift some things around. I also do think Jaden Williams is potentially back for Oklahoma. So you get your, you know, your starting guy over there to protect the blind side a bit. But talking about juggling personnel and just trying to find the right grouping, you know, that was kind of one of my only question marks for the team in the preseason. You know, I said, hey, they got a lot of experience, got a lot of guys that have played some high level football, but can they figure out the right five? You kind of had something like that similar in your playing days in 2012. We've talked about that this week. You know, what were those conversations like in the meeting room and in the locker room and just kind of amongst you and your teammates when you guys were figuring out, you know, ways to combat, you know, giving up a lot of pressure and just trying to be creative?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like, you know, coming in 2012, we kind of had a skeleton crew as an offensive line. You had some guys that had been there a while, brought in you know, Pierce Burton was his first year transfer. Came from some JUCO in California. I can't remember exactly. I think it was California. Could be wrong. But he was a good player. But yeah, I mean, wasn't the most, you know, talented group of offensive linemen that, you know, Ole Miss probably has ever had. Not until, you know, Laramie and those guys got there. So coaches had to find ways to put us in situations to succeed. You know, we did a lot of, you know, outside zone reads, a lot of, you know, freeze with bubble screen a team to death, and you know, you get successful at that and defenses have to start honoring that, and then all of a sudden you get, you know, 5-person, 6-person boxes, and that's when you can start popping some runs up the middle, inside zone power, stuff like that. So I don't know, you know, again, I'm not in the film room, so I don't know exactly what they're doing, but from a fan's point of view, at least, it doesn't look like they're doing that kind of stuff. And on the pass pro, I don't know if it's if they're leaving a lot of guys one-on-one and they're just getting beat. If that's the case, you know, change the gap scheme, you know, where instead of you're locked in on a man, you know, you can be locked in on a gap that kind of frees you up a little bit and know you have help on both sides of you. That just, in an offensive line's head, that just kind of makes you feel more free and not as pressured to be perfect, I guess. So I don't know. I'm not in the film room, so I don't know exactly what they're looking at and what they're talking about, but they need to be talking about something because, you know, we're going to face some tougher defenses than LSU probably. So they got to figure something out.
That's interesting. You mentioned the outside zones and bubbles and, you know, that 12 running back crew. Now that I think about it, kind of similar to this year with, you know, Jaylen Walton was kind of a smaller back that was shifty. You know, Bentley's a little bit bigger than Jaylen was, but very similar back. You know, Henry Parrish kind of like, Itavius Mathers and that similar build where it's not a big 225-pound back that's going to ram it up there and get you 4 or 5 yards at a pop. You got to get creative. The gap scheme thing, that's an interesting point to make. I mean, just like you said, it's just going to ease, you know, kind of the thought process for an offensive lineman. Because, yeah, there's been times, you know, I'm not going to pretend to know what the scheme is or, you know, how to coach or teach offensive linemen, but it doesn't really take, you know, an expert to see, you know, hey, a guy just gets beat one-on-one. You know, that's not good. I think, you know, some kind of screen bubble stuff, that's something that, you know, I don't know if they're going to be looking at that. This, you know, they got 2 weeks to prep for Oklahoma. And I don't know, I've kind of thought this for the last probably 3 weeks, and I don't know about you, but it seems like Kiffin's gotten pretty vanilla, you know, compared to recent years. Like he doesn't seem as creative.
Seems very Longo-ish. Just throw it deep and run power until they stop it and then stall out in the red zone. So, something's changed. I don't know what it is. Can't just rely on trying to throw deep to Trey Harris every time. And then when he goes out, all of a sudden it's like, oh, crap, what do we do? Just keep throwing corner routes to Caden Lee all day. So, I don't know. I'd like to see the ball spread around a little bit more. You know, a lot of talent in that receiving core and at tight end that, you know, we're paying for. So let's use it. It's worked in years past. And I don't know. It seems like a different offense that we saw against like Penn State and the Peach Bowl or something like that. Like it just doesn't seem as fluid. And I don't know what the issue is. I wish I could pinpoint it.
Yeah. I was talking about that on the show this week where, you know, I was like in the Peach Bowl, they're running a wheel route with tight end, you know, not a lot of people run a wheel route with tight end.
And right.
Ole Miss was doing it. I mean, Penn State didn't have an answer that second half. And that's a really, really damn good Penn State defense. And you see how good Penn State is this year with a lot of those same players back. It's weird because I looked at Pro Football Focus. The run block is 44th in the country. Run blocking. Great. Yeah. Pass block is 82. So it's not good, but not terrible. I thought it'd be worse. And, you know, I told you can look at like the individual game grades. The worst pass block game of the year so far has been South Carolina. The worst run block game of the year was South Carolina. And Ole Miss won 27-3. So it, weird. You know, the chunk plays that you get help, obviously. And then this year's defense being, in my opinion, elite. I mean, pretty damn good because both losses by 3 points. The defense in both of those contests did everything that you needed them to get a win. It's just a bizarre thing to think about a Lane Kiffin team where you're really scratching your head and griping about the offense, right?
I know. And I try not to, because I am looking at it as a fan, you know, from the stands now. So, like I said earlier, I'm not seeing what they're seeing in film. You know, I'm just kind of watching the game and stuff like that. So, maybe there's a rhyme and reason for the way they're doing things, but I don't know. Just something doesn't pass the eye test. And I hate saying that, talking like that, but something right now is not passing the eye test.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Let's talk about something that was founded by guys who know a little something about hard work. 5-9 Whiskey. The crew over at Troll Company decided to whip up a bourbon that's all about grit and sweat. So, Ole Miss fan, meet 5-9. Two oil-filled guys figured why not turn our daily grind into something you can sip on. I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made with 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about that name? 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., but they're wanting you to forget about that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and toll. They work hard, and now they're pouring the same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Seriously, help these guys out. They're literally drinking their profits. So cheers. Head to 59whiskey.com. That's 59whiskey.com. F-I-V-E-N-I-N-E-whiskey.com. And use the promo code CHAMPIONS20. That's CHAMPIONS20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up. It's 59 Whiskey, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, PrizePicks, has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at PrizePicks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on PrizePicks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with PrizePicks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the PrizePicks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on PrizePicks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with PrizePicks. Run your game.
In that 2012 year, and like you said, I'm pretty sure you guys played, I think six total linemen that year. And
it was a skeleton crew. It was, I think I came in at camp and, you know, Conyers and I moved up the depth charts pretty quick. And not that there was a big depth chart to really climb. We were, we were just thin. Freeze has his faults, and I know people will argue about that left and right, but, he did a good job of putting us in good situations. I think 2012, we averaged 170, 180 yards rushing a game. Most of that was that, outside zone reads and, stuff like that that would work. Get Jeff Scott on the edge, get Jalen on the edge, get Itavius on the edge, and they were able to make plays in space. And Bo could run the ball, he could read an end, and, there'd be times he'd pull it and run up the gut and do well. So, I'm not saying that's the only run play that can work, but if you're not being able to get pushed and up the middle and stuff like that, maybe it's time to kind of start thinking about that kind of stuff, start spreading it out, start throwing those quick passes to the edge, start throwing those bubble screens and stuff like that to spread the defense out and make it easier on your offensive line to block.
Yeah, because it seemed like those zone, you know, outside the stretch zone type stuff, you get defenses moving laterally, get them out of position, throw behind them. You know, if they're blitzing, you can definitely throw behind a blitz. Yeah, like you said, it's just been kind of, you know, inside zone, throw it deep. And it's worked a lot mainly because of competition, and then Trey Harris is just really good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted to ask you about tempo. It seems that anytime Ole Miss runs tempo, it does really well, like that first drive against Kentucky. Now, teams adjust. You can't really, you know, I guess you could do it the whole game, but, I mean, conditioning, that's tough. You know, in your time playing and then just knowing how the game is and being in those locker rooms, you know, what is it about tempo that can really mess with a defense and, you know, outside of the obvious stuff?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious stuff is, you know, they're not getting lined up correctly. They're not getting the call in. Sometimes you can get a snap off and the D-line's still staring over at the sideline. But the biggest thing to tempo is you got to stay ahead of the chains. You got to get, you know, 3-4, hopefully 5 yards on first down, and you're looking at 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6, and then you can get a couple more yards on 2nd down, then, you know, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, or less is a lot easier than 3rd and 8, 9, or 10. It just opens up your playbook, and if you can stay ahead of the chains, it just makes your life running tempo a whole lot easier. And, you know, it always sucked, like, running tempo, going 3 and out, you know, just jogging off the field. You knew the defense just, like, hated your guts. And they may not tell you that, but you just knew they hated your guts when you're running off the field, because they're like, we just got off the field, guys, come on. But the key to it is staying ahead of the chains. You know, finding something that can get you that 3 to 5 yards on first down, and then you're looking at 2nd and 6, and you can run any play you want. You can take a shot. You can try to get the first down. You can just try to get a few more yards and open yourself up on 3rd down. It just – the playbook opens up to you when it's not 2nd and 9 or 2nd and 10 still, or 2nd and 15 or whatever it is. You're just able to run your entire playbook if you can find something that gets you – and 4-ish yards on first down.
I was looking at some other stats, and it's – I know the stats don't always tell the story, especially the two losses. Really had opportunities late in those games. Could not get it done. Couldn't punch it in the red zone. You know, it happened several times in the LSU game. But – The crazy thing when looking at these stats, like defensive, like explosive defensive plays, Ole Miss is pretty damn good in the SEC. They're 48th nationally, so that's kind of in the bottom tier of the SEC in terms of not allowing a lot of explosive plays. Right. Now, offensively, Ole Miss is 2nd in the country. That's tops in the SEC, so Ole Miss is still putting up a lot of explosive plays. The 3rd down, I talk about that a lot with, you know, more times than not, whoever wins the 3rd down battle is probably going to win the football game.
Yeah.
Ole Miss is 2nd in the SEC and 4th nationally in 3rd down defensive success rate. So their defense is good at stopping people on 3rd down.
Right.
Offensively, 39th in the country. So it's weird how the numbers – don't make it look, you know, as bad as it does in the game.
Yeah, I mean, the games, I don't know, we're talking about two losses that by one score. So maybe the games aren't as bad as we're making it out to be. It's just kind of a punch in the gut, because this was supposed to be the year, and I guess it still can, but, you know, Rebel Nation's not feeling too great right now. They've, you know, we've poured a lot of time, money, and effort into this into this year, and just kind of sucks to see it go this way so far.
Yeah, and like looking at some of the other stuff with like defensive passing efficiency, still good, 20th nationally. I know a lot of people have been griping about the secondary.
I've loved our defense this year. I think our defense has played great.
I mean, outside of the one play in overtime against LSU, I thought the secondary in particular played really well.
Yeah.
I mean, you held Nussmeier to like 43% completion. He had a terrible day.
And they were 6 for 16 or something like that on third down. I mean, the defense.
Yeah.
Defense did what it was supposed to do on Saturday. They did what they were supposed to do.
So, I think there are just some tweaks that need to be made. You know, like you said, maybe a gap scheme. Maybe, you know, try to run some screens. You look at the bubble screens that were being run when you were playing. You know, Trey Harris, you know, looks a lot like Laquan Treadwell out there. I mean,
yeah. And I mean, maybe it's something like Dart's not calling the protection the right way. Maybe he's having some brain farts during the game. I don't know that. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of different things that can be going on. Maybe the offensive line's messing up their calls or something. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. It's that, you know, it's not as easy as saying like, oh, we just need to change this game. Like there's a lot of things that can go wrong. Maybe they're all going wrong. I don't know, but whatever it is, like, I don't know, whatever it is, they need to, like I said, they need to figure it out, figure out something, get the offensive line in a position to succeed. Yeah. They're a talented group. They got the talent. Just got to find a way to make it work.
Yeah. I think probably the more concerning thing, you know, looking at the big picture outside of the offensive line struggling a bit, is just scoring points. an offense that's by the numbers explosive, and Ole Miss has gotten used to Lane Kiffin's offense is putting up a lot of points, and they're just not getting it done. Last thing here, looking at the bigger picture again, playoff aspirations, you know, the margin for error is pretty slim now. Most likely got to win out. I did see on Twitter, we run the SIP on Twitter, had a pretty interesting tweet. So looking back at 2018, 2019, 2021, and 2022, the Week 15 AP poll, looking at those final polls, there were several 2 and 3 loss teams in the top 12 for each year.
Okay.
In 2018, you had, let's see, Georgia 11-2, Michigan 10-2, Washington 10-3, Florida 9-3, LSU 9-3, Washington State 10-2. Like that next year, you had Auburn 9-3 at number 11. You've got a 10-3 Utah team there. So I don't like the 2022 poll. You had Kansas State at 10-3 at number 11. So some of those playing in a conference championship game, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that a 2-loss Ole Miss team can still make it, especially when you've got all these other teams that have to play each other.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's out of the realm. I feel like we kind of have to win out. Wouldn't be as confident trying to squeak in with 3 losses as I would with 2. I think with 2, we'd still probably squeak in. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, margin of error is, I wouldn't even say a little bit, it's 0.
Yeah. Just kind of looking at the teams that are ahead of Ole Miss right now. Alabama plays at Tennessee and at LSU. Georgia's at Texas, hosts Tennessee. LSU is at Arkansas, at Texas A&M, hosts Alabama. Tennessee hosts Bama at Georgia.
Yeah.
Texas hosts Georgia at Arkansas at Texas A&M. And then Texas A&M hosts both LSU and Texas. So the good news for Ole Miss is if you take care of business, everybody else has got to play everybody else, and there are going to be losses.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it'd probably be a bunch of two-loss teams. So that's another thing that kind of scares me is, like, you know, do we get left out if there are a bunch of two-loss teams? So, I mean, best thing we can do is win out. Hope we can. I don't know. I don't want to say I'm doubtful, but I'm hoping we can.
Yeah. Next Saturday, Ole Miss will get a chance to get the taste out of their mouth after losing in overtime to LSU. You've got Oklahoma, 11 a.m. on ABC. We will have coverage leading up to that at omspirit.com. You can stay locked in. We'll have bye week coverage and then game week coverage next week as Ole Miss will take on Oklahoma for the second time ever. Only the second time ever. Pretty wild.
Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. I expect a big crowd. I think you know, the bye week will help people kind of, you know, come back down to earth a little bit, step away from the ledge. And like you said, it's just 2-1 score games. It's not like you got blown out in both of those games. So
we won all of those last year. I mean,
yeah,
there's a handful of games last year that maybe not a handful, but a few games last year that could have ended up like this too. So
yeah.
It's not like we were just blowing teams out last year either. So,
yeah, but yeah, excited to see what the offensive staff does to kind of tweak some things and try to get ready for the home stretch. So, like I said, stay locked in omspirit.com. We will have coverage all this week and all next week, getting ready for Oklahoma. We'll have more podcasts coming to you this week as well as Hit That Line. We'll be back on the bye week to get you prepared for week 8. Ben, we appreciate you. We'll do this again soon, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That'll do it for the flagship. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate all the sponsors that make it possible. Until next time, we're out of here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.